Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, the podcast where we dive deep into the bits and bytes of today's tech, making the complex accessible. I'm Alex, your guide to the digital frontier.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask the questions you're thinking, probably before you even think them. Today, we're embarking on an adventure through the world of large language models, or LLMs, from tokens to transformations. It's like a tour through the brain of AI, isn't it, Alex?
Exactly, Jamie. LLMs have revolutionized how machines understand and generate human language. Imagine teaching a computer to predict the next word in a sentence. Simple in theory, but it requires a ton of data, intricate algorithms, and let's not forget, a bit of AI magic.
Magic, you say? So are we taking a ride on the Hogwarts Express, or is this more of a tech wizardry scenario?
Tech wizardry for sure, though I wouldn't say no to a Hogwarts Express ride. But let's start at the very beginning. Tokenization. It's the process of breaking down text into smaller pieces, called tokens. These could be words, parts of words, or even individual characters.
So when you say tokens, my mind goes straight to arcade tokens. But I'm guessing we're not playing video games here.
Not quite, but think of it as the AI playing a game of understanding human language. Each token is like a puzzle piece. For example, the sentence, "the cat sat," would be broken down into tokens like the, cat, and sat.
Got it. Break the sentence into pieces. But how does the AI know what these pieces mean? I mean, the cat sat is pretty straightforward, but what about something like the cat's out of the bag?
That's where embeddings come in. Each token is mapped to a vector. Think of it as a point in space. These vectors capture semantic relationships, so words with similar meanings are closer together. It's like saying, "Show me your friends and I'll tell you who you are," but for words.
So if king and queen are standing together at this vector party, man and woman are probably not too far off, right?
Exactly. Now, let's add some more magic with transformers and attention mechanisms. These allow the model to focus on different parts of a sentence to understand context better. It's like having a spotlight that highlights what's important at any given moment.
Attention mechanisms, huh? I could use one of those when I'm trying to multitask. Focus on this email, Jamie, not the five other things you're doing.
Wouldn't that be handy? But for an LLM, this capability is crucial. It helps the model make sense of language in a way that's similar to how we humans do it, considering the entire context of a sentence or even a paragraph.
And all of this so it can predict the next word in a sentence? That seems like a lot of effort just to finish my sentences for me.
It's much more than just finishing sentences. These models power everything from chatbots to content creation tools and even code generation. The ability to understand and generate language opens up a myriad of applications. But it's not without its challenges.
Challenges? Like what, deciding whether to use your or your?
If only it were that simple. There's the issue of factual accuracy, context length, and making sure the AI doesn't hallucinate, which is when it generates plausible but false information.
Hallucinate? I'm starting to think these LLMs lead more exciting lives than I do.
Perhaps, but that's why testing, monitoring, and prompt engineering are so critical. It's all about guiding the AI to ensure reliability and accuracy.
Wow, there's a lot to unpack there. But you know what? I think I'm starting to get the hang of this. LLMs are like incredibly smart parrots that can not only mimic human speech, but can actually understand and generate their own sentences, given the right training and tools.
That's one way to put it, Jamie. And as we wrap up today's episode, remember, LLMs are powerful tools, but they're not infallible. It's the combination of human ingenuity and AI capabilities that truly unlocks their potential.
So it's not just tech wizardry, it's a partnership. I love it. Thanks for breaking it down, Alex, and thank you, listeners, for joining us on this journey through the world of large language models.
Be sure to tune in next time for more tech insights on the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. And who knows, we might just take that ride on the Hogwarts Express after all.
Until then, keep asking the great questions and stay curious. Bye, everyone.